Hello, and welcome to this Microsoft TechNet session on what a web administrator needs to know about Microsoft Operations Manager, or MOM. Today, we will discuss many of the helpful features that MOM offers you. In particular, we will familiarise you with two MOM management packs that you will want to use with your MOM installations. The first is the Internet Information Services Management Pack, and the second is the Websites and Services Management Pack. The IIS Management Pack monitors server-based processes, while the WSS Management Pack monitors websites and applications from a client perspective. Let us start this session by going into more detail on exactly what we will be covering. We're going to start off by quickly discussing Microsoft Operations Manager 2005 and monitoring in general, and why you want to do it. For the bulk of the rest of the session, we'll do a drill down into two MOM management packs in particular, the IIS Management Pack and the Websites and Services Management Pack. We will go into detail on how each pack works and go through some demonstrations on how to monitor websites, web pages, and web applications using each management pack. We'll have a quick look at some deployment considerations you need to be aware of if you're going to deploy these management packs in your environment, and then we'll round out the session with a quick look at other management packs that you can use with MOM 2005 to monitor your web application environment. These include an Application Center Management Pack and the SQL Server Management Pack. As with most TechNet sessions, some prior experience of Microsoft technologies or similar technologies is always helpful. The next slide provides a brief overview of what will be helpful, but not essential, for this session. As we go through today's session, you will hear various Microsoft acronyms and terminology. While we will explain all new terms related to today's session, there are some general terms from the industry or other versions of Microsoft products we may not spend time on. To help you out, we have listed out the areas that it may be helpful to be familiar with, either prior to this session or to reference afterwards. It would be helpful to have some IT administration experience with Microsoft Windows Server 2003 and Internet Information Services 6.0. It would also be helpful to have some familiarity with MOM. To cover the topics mentioned earlier and keep the session flow going, we have divided the session up into the following agenda. Our agenda today is broken into five segments. First, we will discuss Microsoft Operations Manager architecture and some other basics upon which the rest of the session depends. Next, we will discuss the specifics of two MOM packs that you can use to monitor your websites, the IIS MOM pack and the Websites and Services MOM pack. The IIS Management Pack allows you to monitor your websites and applications from a server perspective, while the WSS Management Pack allows you to monitor your websites and applications from a client perspective. We will also discuss how to set up and deploy the IIS and WSS Management Packs together to provide complete monitoring coverage for your websites, services, and applications. Finally, we'll go over other management packs you may want to consider applying to your environment to track each tier in your website. Before we get started with the main presentation, let's discuss the importance of monitoring web applications. Our first question today is, why do you want to monitor your websites and applications? The web applications most of us manage, or even visit, are complex combinations of technologies distributed across multiple servers. There are many different parts of each web application that need to work together so that the end user can successfully browse, purchase something, or edit information. With Microsoft technologies alone, you work with IIS, ISAPI filters, custom code, and probably a third-party component or two. You also need integration software that lets you communicate with other systems in your organization or with third-party services. Your application also probably has a middle tier that is either a COM plus or a .NET component, and it also has to communicate with a back-end database. So even if all of these elements currently work together just fine, it only takes a change in one of them, like an upgrade to the middle tier component, and your application can break, or the end user experience can be degraded. Leaving aside these considerations, there are other things you have less control over that can also break your application. There's always the risk of hardware failure and operator error. Even if you're following the documentation, doing everything according to its direction, the documentation could be out of date and you can configure your application in a sub-optimal way. The other thing you certainly don't have control over is changing external circumstances. If a very popular website, like Slashdot or MSN or Engadget, links to your web application, the application might have some issues scaling up to handle the increased traffic. Whatever the cause, you want to avoid the situations that break your application. It generates lots of errors and you'll be getting complaints from customers. The only thing that could be worse is if you are not the first person to find out about the broken application. If a customer calls and asks you why they can't conduct their business, it's not only embarrassing, but can drive the customer, and who knows how many that did not complain to you, away from your application. These are the reasons that you want to monitor your applications. Even if things are working fine now, there's always the risk that something can go wrong, and you want to be the first to know about any problems so that you can immediately start fixing them. So how can MOM 2005 help you do that? Microsoft Operations Manager 2005 can help you in three major ways. First, it improves your infrastructure and error visibility. It monitors all your servers and automatically gathers information from their event logs, performance counters, and IIS log files. MOM presents any important information from these sources in a central console. While you can monitor all of this manually if you want to, there are only so many servers that you can check event logs on every day. MOM 2005 does all of that for you automatically. You only get the relevant information in a centralized console. And as your business grows and you scale out your infrastructure, you don't need to add employees to continue to monitor your web applications. Second, MOM 2005 helps you improve your responsiveness to problems with your web servers. As soon as there's a problem, the MOM console displays it, and you can begin to fix the problem immediately. So you are always going to be the first to know if there's an issue with your website or application. And that ties into proactive issue management. MOM can also alert you when small problems arise. Many small problems can turn into bigger problems down the track. MOM allows you to head these small problems off before they turn into serious issues that affect the end user experience. Finally, MOM helps you build corporate knowledge. For example, every time you resolve an alert in MOM, you have the opportunity to enter information into the MOM database about what the cause of the problem was and the steps that you took to solve the problem. Doing this makes the information available to other operators who might run into the same situation at a later date. It is similar to building your own internal corporate knowledge base about information about problems and potential solutions. Let's briefly return to our agenda. We begin with the basics behind the Microsoft Operations Manager. We'll touch on its standard architecture and key concepts, providing you with the underpinnings on how MOM works, and then we'll be ready to discuss how you can use management packs to monitor your web servers and sites. We begin with an architectural overview of MOM. To describe a typical MOM 2005 architecture, let's begin with the servers which you plan to monitor. You install a MOM agent on those servers, and that agent gathers all the different bits of data from your managed server. The agent then sends all that information it has gathered to a MOM management server. In return, the agent downloads configuration information from the management server. The configuration information tells the agent what types of things to monitor on the managed servers. For the short term, MOM stores all of this information in a SQL database that is called a MOM one-point database. The default length of time MOM keeps information in this database is 1 day. To administer the MOM management server, you use a console called the Administrator Console. This console allows you to perform administrative tasks, such as deciding which computers to monitor and what types of things you want to monitor. MOM provides a separate operator console that you can use for day-to-day activities. This console is where you receive events and alerts. An operations team would use this console for monitoring your servers on a daily basis. MOM periodically archives older information from the MOM 1-point database to the MOM reporting database. By default, MOM archives this information once a day. The reporting database holds long-term information about your environment. It will hold this information for roughly a year by default. MOM also runs a number of reports against the reporting database. These reports are tied into some of the Microsoft SQL Server reporting services. MOM uses a reporting console to display the reports run against your long-term data. You can use this information to help with your capacity planning issues or divining trends in your environment. Now let's discuss a few more key concepts you need to know so that you can understand how MOM works. Here is our list of terms that you should know to fully understand how MOM works. We've already mentioned agents. You install them on the servers that you want to monitor, and they collect information about those servers. Another key term is management packs. Out of the box, MOM doesn't monitor anything at all. Instead, for each server component or product you want to monitor, you must install a management pack. There is an Active Directory management pack, a Microsoft SQL Server management pack, a Microsoft Exchange Server management pack, and so forth. The team that created each component or product also created the management pack for that product and designed the management pack to describe a health model for its product. The Exchange Server management pack was designed to know what a healthy Exchange environment looks like, and to also know what types of performance data or events log entries indicate that there is a problem with Exchange. The health model is implemented through rules which are combined into rule groups. For the IIS management pack, there are rules that monitor the event log for certain types of events, rules that query performance data, rules that run queries against IIS log files, and rules that generate alerts when potential problems occur. Lastly, a management pack contains tasks. These are tasks that the operator can run from the MOM operator console. For example, the Active Directory management pack includes a task called Run DC Diag. If an operator thinks that there is a potential problem on a domain controller, they can run Run DC Diag directly from the operator console. The task will go out to the domain controller, run DC Diag, and the output of that diagnostic tool will be returned to the operator console so that the operator can review the results. We'll return to our agenda now to take stock of where we are in our presentation. Now that you have an overview of MOM in general, let's discuss two of the management packs available that you can use to monitor your web application environments. The first is the IIS management pack, which monitors the health and performance of your web server. The second that you can install monitors the health of your web applications from a client perspective, and that is called the Websites and Services management pack. Let's begin by discussing the management pack for Microsoft Internet Information Services. Microsoft released the current version of the IIS management pack in September 2004, and it provides three major pieces of functionality. The first is state monitoring of the IIS stack. By the IIS stack, we mean services at the lowest level, the Windows services that IIS provides, such as the IIS admin service and the WWW Publishing Service. Above that, we have state monitoring of the sites that you have in IIS, such as websites and FTP sites. We have monitoring of the state of your web application pools if you are running IIS 6.0. And it can also monitor incoming requests such as web requests, FTP requests, NNTP requests, and so forth. The second major piece of functionality that the IIS Management Pack provides is configuration monitoring and alerting. The Management Pack continually monitors your IIS metabase configuration and alerts you when a potential misconfiguration has occurred that may impact the end-user experience for that application. The third piece of functionality that the IIS Management Pack provides is reporting. Most Management Packs provide reports, and you can run those against the long-term data in your reporting database. These reports can help you in capacity planning. Now that you have a larger view of what the IIS Management Pack does, let's go into more detail on what the pack does when it monitors one of the IIS services. The IIS Management Pack performs availability and configuration monitoring for all of the core IIS services. These include the IIS Admin Service, the WWW Publishing Service, the HTTP Secure Sockets Layer Certificate Service, and the FTP, NNTP, and SMTP services. The pack makes sure that the particular service can receive requests from clients and also alerts you if there are any configuration errors for each service. The Management Pack, designed specifically for IIS 6, alerts you when a service is stopped or paused, and it also alerts you if the service fails to start or if it has unexpectedly terminated, which can be caused when the service crashes or if Windows has detected that the service is unresponsive. Now we'll discuss site and request monitoring. Sites reside on the services that we just went over. When you configure the IIS Management Pack to monitor a site, it will alert you if the site is unavailable for any reason. It will also alert you if there are configuration errors for the site. The pack will also raise alerts on your site if they stop or pause for any reason, so that you can go in and troubleshoot the problem quickly. Additionally, the IIS Management Pack monitors incoming requests to your sites, whether they are web, FTP, NNTP, or SMTP sites. It will alert you when potential problems occur. For example, if your site generates a large number of 500 errors or 404 errors, the Management Pack can send alerts directly to the operator console. The IIS Management Pack can also warn you when incoming requests indicate a security problem. For example, if someone is trying to log on to your site using a disabled account, it might indicate a former employee who is trying to gain access to internal resources. The pack can alert you about that attempt. Another example of a security incident that would generate an alert is someone attempting to log in with a locked out account. This could indicate a brute force attempt or a denial of service attack where someone is trying to lock out all the accounts in your system. The IIS Management Pack also monitors application pools in IIS 6. The last type of monitoring that the IIS Management Pack performs is application pool state monitoring. In this type of monitoring, the pack again alerts you if an application pool gets stopped or paused, or fails to start, or unexpectedly terminates. We also have monitoring of application pool health. So if an application pool fails to start up or shut down within the timeout periods that you have specified, or if IIS recycles an application pool because it exceeds the resource limits you have configured for it, the pack will alert you. Let's move into our first demonstration of this session, in which we'll show you how to use the operator and admin consoles. We'll show you now how quickly an alert gets sent to your operator console when a significant event occurs on your IIS server, and then we'll give you an overview of the admin console and how you can use it. Let's begin with the review of the MOM operator console. For those of you who are unfamiliar with MOM 2005, the operator console is the feature you use on a daily basis to receive alerts when something begins to go wrong with your IIS or your website. The interface looks similar to Outlook 2003. The top left pane contains a list of management packs that you have imported into your management server. The bottom left pane contains the navigation options. The currently open alerts appear in the top right pane, and if you select an open alert, the alert details appear in the bottom right pane. Let's try a simple example to illustrate how this console works. What happens if a service stops for some reason? We go to the command prompt and stop the World Wide Web Publishing Service. Next, we go back to our operator console and press the refresh button a couple of times. Typically, there is a short lag between an alertable situation occurring and the alert appearing in the operator console, so we'll just click refresh until the alert appears. There it is. It is a service unavailable error, and the description pane tells us that the World Wide Web Publishing Service has gone from running to stopped in the last 19 seconds. If a service has stopped unexpectedly, the MOM IIS management pack alerts you almost instantaneously so that you can immediately begin investigating the reasons that the service stopped. The MOM IIS management pack does something nice for us. It tracks the current state of an alert. If we find the problem state column, we will notice that the console currently lists the alert as active. When we restart the publishing service, MOM will track the problem state as well. We return to the console and refresh it until the problem state column displays inactive. We still have the alert here, but MOM tells us that it isn't actually a problem right now. This helps you track problems that have occurred while letting you know they are not issues you must handle immediately. In our Alert Views pane, we're currently at the global level. Several management packs could generate alerts that would appear at this level for us. We have a pack installed for IIS and for websites and services, but if we had management packs for Active Directory, Exchange Server, or SQL Server, they would be displayed here too. However, as web server administrators, let's pretend we're only interested in IIS alerts right now. When we open the IIS specific alert view, we see that MOM has posted the same alert here as it has at the global level. Because we've already restarted the World Wide Web Publishing Service on the command line, we can resolve this alert so it does not clutter the view. We have a few choices for the resolution. There's an acknowledged resolution state and four levels that indicate we have assigned the issue that caused the alert to be fixed by a particular group or task. We can assign responsibility for resolution to a local support person, a subject matter expert, a scheduled maintenance pass, or an external group or vendor. Since we know we restarted the service, we'll set this alert to resolved. We type that we restarted the service, click OK, and the alert disappears. You don't have to enter a comment there, but doing so allows you to build up details on how alerts were resolved across your server, so it is a good idea to enter what you did to fix an issue. We use a web application throughout these demos to test MOM and the management packs. This time, we'll cause our application pool to crash using a bad ISAPI filter. Again, the console displays a service unavailable alert, and if we select that alert, we'll see that IIS disabled the default app pool due to a series of failures in the process serving that application pool. We don't need to go into detail on this, one alert looks like the next. The point here is the MOM operator console will notify you within a few seconds of such an event happening on your server, so that you can respond to it as quickly as possible. Now let's restart our default application pool, so that we're ready for our next demo. Let's open the administrator console and check some of the rules that the IIS management pack supplies by default. These determine the kinds of alerts you will receive automatically. If we open the rules for the IIS 6.0 World Wide Web Publishing Service, we'll encounter a large number of rules that the IIS team defined for us. As we mentioned earlier, the management pack will alert you if certain error conditions occur, like the 500 internal server error we just encountered. Similar rules exist for 404s, 405s, 400, 403, and all the typical HTTP error conditions. You can adjust these rules by opening and editing them. For example, if we open the 500 server error rule and look at the criteria, we can define more criteria for this alert rule. We could define a threshold for 500 server errors if we wanted. Something like that only alerts us if more than 100 of these errors occur in a minute. Let's switch to the FTP publishing service and review its default security rules. Notice that the management pack disables them by default, but you can certainly enable them. There is a rule that sends an alert when a client attempts to access your FTP site with the disabled account. A second rule, just below the first, sends an alert when a client attempts to access your FTP site with a locked out account. If someone tried a brute force attack on your FTP server and you had this rule enabled, you would get an alert about the attack within a few seconds, about the account being locked out. Now let's discuss how to use the IIS MOM pack to monitor IIS configuration. The second major piece of functionality that the IIS management pack has is a notification engine for IIS configuration errors. These errors might not stop your site from working, but they could be configurations that degrade the end user's experience of your site. For example, the IIS management pack contains a rule that will notify you if you have an SSL certificate that has expired or isn't yet valid. That won't stop your site from working, but when the user goes to visit the site, they'll get that little security warning dialog in their browser, and they'll have to click OK to get to your site. The types of things you can use the management pack to notify you about include certificate configuration issues, username and password configuration issues, binding configuration problems. These can include conflicts between your websites and your FTP sites. Also, if IIS has problems creating, opening, or writing to a log file because it has login problems, you can use the IIS management pack to monitor IIS authentication configuration problems. These rules are available for all of the IIS services: the WWW publishing service, the FTP service, the SMTP service, and the NNTP service. Our second demonstration is next, and in it we'll learn how to create a rule using MOM and the IIS management pack. We have to return to our virtual server to look at the rule for SSL alerts in the IIS management pack. Then we'll create a rule to monitor the IIS metabase to make sure that any changes to the metabase are valid. Rather than just reviewing rules in the console, let's do something a little more practical that shows how MOM can help you with configuration issues. We'll work with IIS metabase auditing. Microsoft introduced this feature with Windows Server 2003 Service Pack 1. It allows you to create entries in the event log whenever a configuration setting has changed in the IIS metabase. The problem with metabase logging is that it logs things to the event log when your IIS configuration has changed. Most of us don't have time to go through our event logs every day just in case our IIS configuration has changed. We can create a rule in MOM that generates an alert for us whenever an IIS configuration setting changes. This may be useful if you deploy an application for production and your IIS configuration is not supposed to change on the production servers. If it does change, you want to know about it. You also want to know why it changed, what it has changed to, and who changed it. We'll create a rule here in MOM. Normally, you would pre-create your own custom rulebook or your own custom management pack and you put your rules in there. Additionally, to save a few steps, we'll use one of the existing groups, the security group, and create a new alert rule here. First, we have to decide what type of rule we are going to create, and we want to create a rule that will generate an alert for us. It's going to get its information from the Windows Security Events log, and we set the properties of the type of event that we are looking for. We're going to have the rule run 24 hours a day, every day of the week, and we're going to have this rule generate an alert. You can also choose the severity of the alert, the type of information that MOM extracts from the event log entry. You might just want to have it as a warning or an information alert, but we'll just leave it here on the default as a critical error. MOM allows you to run responses to events and other issues that it detects on your server. You can certainly run a batch file or send an email notification to your administrators or launch a script. However, we'll just have this rule generate an alert in the console. We'll give this rule a name. When we enable this, this rule will check for successful updates to the metabase. You can certainly create another rule that checks for failed attempts to update the metabase. Now we have created our rule, and after we commit the configuration change to MOM, our MOM agent will get this new rule within about the next minute or so. The next thing we need to do is enable the metabase auditing. We need to perform two steps. And the first is to edit our security policy to turn on our object access auditing. Therefore, we go to object access auditing and enable that. Then we refresh the policy across the server. Now we'll determine which parts of the metabase we want to audit. You can audit the entire metabase, or you can just audit selected nodes. To do that, you use IIS config with the enable audit switch, and we'll choose to audit the entire metabase. Now that we've configured our rule, what happens when someone changes your IIS configuration? Let's test this. We'll go to the default website in IIS Manager and change the home directory. Instead of just publishing the www root folder, we publish the whole C drive. On a production server, this could indicate a malicious attack. For example, someone has managed to gain access to your server and now he or she is publishing your entire hard drive on the internet. It could also simply be an operator who has made a mistake, or a script you're running had a typo in it. For whatever reason, now your IIS configuration is certainly not what you want it to be. We return to our operator console, and the critical error alert here comes from the rule that we defined just a bit ago. There's actually a lot of information here that MOM has grabbed from the event log. An administrator caused IIS to be misconfigured. The property that they changed was the path, and it displays the old value and the new value. It also lists the executable that the administrator used to make the change. MMC.exe probably indicates the use of the IIS management console, or perhaps a custom snap-in. From this information, we know that this particular administrator in the organization has made a mistake. However, if you are the administrator, you know about this error straight away, and you return to your IIS console and change your home directory back to what it should be. This shows you how the IIS management pack monitors your configuration changes. It also shows how easy it is for you to create your own rules if you want to monitor additional configuration changes and have that generate alerts back up into your MOM operator console. Let's return to our agenda and see where we are in today's presentation. While the IIS management pack provides monitoring from the server perspective, the websites and services management pack provides monitoring from a client-side perspective. This allows you to get an idea of what your end user's experience is with your website. We'll begin this discussion with an overview of the WSS management pack. The WSS management pack monitors both the availability and the performance of your websites and any web services that you might have. It does this by performing HTTP requests against the monitored application. We call these synthetic transactions, and we will discuss them further in just a few minutes. The WSS management pack collects data about the availability and performance of your websites based on metrics you define. It can send you alerts on both of these areas, depending on how you configure it. You can also instruct the pack to use the performance data to build SLA reports to ensure that your application is responding within the limits that you set for it, for example. Let's briefly discuss the architecture used by the WSS management pack. Like all other management packs, we have a management server and a one-point database. However, the rest of the architecture for the websites and services management pack is a bit different from the other management packs. In addition to importing the management pack itself, the WSS management pack comes with three additional components that you need to install. The first component is a configuration wizard, and you install it on the same server with the MOM management consoles. You use the configuration wizard to make lists of the URLs you want to monitor. These lists are called request sequences because they specify a sequence of requests. The second component you need to install is a server component on the MOM management server. This component allows the management server to receive request sequences from the configuration wizard. MOM agents download these request sequences from the server component. The third component is a client component installed with the agents. The client component parses request sequences and issues HTTP requests against the websites and the web services that we want to monitor. Let's take a step back and talk about synthetic transactions for a moment. Synthetic transactions are used across a number of management packs to test the monitored service. But what is a synthetic transaction? We're probably all familiar with what a transaction is. It's a set of steps that are logically grouped together, and typically all the steps need to be run successfully for another transaction to be successful. A synthetic transaction is a fake or test transaction that is put through the system by the performance monitoring system, and is designed to test whether the system is responding and whether it's performing within acceptable limits. We call this a fake transaction because there is no real end user. The performance monitoring system is simulating an end user. If we tested an ATM by putting a transaction through it, the ATM wouldn't dispense any cash or receipts. It would be a fake transaction that attempts to simulate what would happen if a real user had attempted to use the ATM. The WSS management pack runs test HTTP requests against the websites, applications, and services that you want to monitor. In other words, it sends fake requests to see if the monitored application responds in the ways that you have designed it. This is a great way to test your application's performance from the view of one of your users, rather than only from the server. Also, you can use time providers to trigger rules that will run the synthetic transactions and include a response back to the rules. Now that we have a sense of the kinds of requests that the WSS Management Pack sends to your sites and services, let's discuss how to monitor web pages and individual URLs. So how would we use our Websites and Services Management Pack to monitor a web page? A web page consists of a page itself, the markup and links, and so on. But it also includes associated resources. These can be images, scripts, and style sheets. There are two different approaches that we can use to get all this content into a request sequence. The first is called implicit content monitoring. With this approach, you must specify the URL of the base page and tell the wizard what types of additional content you want to monitor. The Management Pack client components will download the base URL and automatically pass all the HTML and locate the associated resources that you have selected. It will then test all of those resources for you. The benefit of this type of monitoring is that if your page changes frequently, there's no need to edit your request sequence. As long as the actual name of the page doesn't change, the client component won't always be testing whatever the current associated resources are on that page. The other approach that we can use to get the content into request sequences is called explicit content monitoring. In this approach, you explicitly list the URL for each resource you want to test. You specify the base page plus each image file and each script and each style sheet and so on. The benefit of this type of monitoring is that if you want to, you can set monitoring criteria for each resource's URL. We'll move on to our next demonstration to go over how to use the WSS Management Pack to monitor a single URL. In this demonstration, we will use the Websites and Services Management Pack configuration wizard to set up monitoring of a single URL. After you perform all the setup steps for the WSS Management Pack on your server or servers, Setup adds a configuration wizard icon to the MOM program group on your start menu. We start that wizard and connect to our management server, which in this case is the same server on which the wizard is installed. Remember, you can distribute these components across your network. A typical installation would have the configuration wizard on one computer, the management server on another, and the WSS agents installed on your web servers. We choose to create a new request sequence and then name our request sequence. Now we'll show you what we plan to monitor for this demo. We use a simple web application to show you how the WSS Management Pack works. This is not the home page, but one of the internal pages of this application. It has a little more of interest than the homepage. There are three ways that we can create the request sequence. The first is to capture the website navigation using Internet Explorer. We'll go over that in just a few minutes. The next option is to use a web services description language file to generate a request sequence for a web service. What we are about to do is manually create the HTTP request sequence for our single URL. We select that and click Next, and now we have to define the URL we want to monitor. This means that we're monitoring the application page that we just showed you. In addition, on the Content tab, we can specify the additional types of content that we want the client components to monitor. This is implicit content monitoring. We only supply the base URL. We're telling it what types of additional content we want to monitor, and the client components will automatically monitor this for us. On the page, we have the base URL and a URL to a cascading style sheet and a few GIF image files. The WSS management pack will monitor every resource file that the page uses to display its content. Now we save our changes to the management server. After we do this, MOM will monitor the URL that we defined and all other URLs associated with this page. That's all you have to do to set up implicit content monitoring for a single URL. You define the URL and click some boxes, and the WSS management pack does the rest. Let's return to our agenda and see where we are in today's presentation. If you want to move from monitoring a single URL to monitoring an entire website, there is not really much additional work that you need to do. A website is just a collection of individual web pages, so you can just add in the additional URLs that you want to monitor. If you want to use implicit inclusion of content, then the easiest way to generate that list of URLs is to manually enter in the URLs like we just did in the previous demo. The only difference would be that instead of adding just one, you add as many URLs as you want to monitor. If you want to use explicit content monitoring, the easiest way to get the URLs into the wizard is to use the Capture website navigation using Internet Explorer. We'll see in just a few minutes why that's easier. Now let's discuss the ins and outs of monitoring web applications with the WSS management pack. Probably the most useful part of the WSS management pack is monitoring a web application. In essence, a web application is a sequence of web pages through which the user needs to move to accomplish a task. The archetypal example is an online shopping experience in which users add some items to their cart, they authenticate themselves, confirm their shipping and billing details, and then get an order confirmation. The easiest way to get your URLs in this type of situation is using the Capture website navigation option with Internet Explorer. There's another feature that lets you mark certain requests as critical, and if one of those critical requests fails, then processing of the rest of the transaction will stop and it won't be attempted. An alert will be generated immediately. If you have an application where there is a login page, for example, then if the login page fails, the rest of the transaction will probably fail as well. So you don't want to continue monitoring the rest of the application. You just want an alert to be generated with the login page failure. You can also prevent any secure sockets layer certificates from expiring by monitoring the expiration date for the certificate. Then you can set an alert to notify you a day or week or month before the certificate for the application fails. With that, we'll move to our next demonstration, which goes over the techniques you can use to monitor web applications with the WSS management pack. In this demonstration, we'll show you how to use the WSS Capture website navigation functionality to generate the list of URLs that you want to monitor on your web application. Just as we performed in the previous demo, we open the configuration wizard and connect to our management server. We choose to create a new request sequence and then name our request sequence web application this time. Then we use the Capture website navigation with Internet Explorer feature. We'll go to the home page of the application from our previous demo and we'll just click a few of the links and go back. You can use this on your e-commerce sites where a user adds an item to a shopping cart and then checks out. You just click through the sequence to capture all of the URLs that are associated with the web pages involved with the transaction. Now we return to the configuration wizard and stop the capture. The configuration wizard has captured the URLs of all the pages that we visited at our site, including all HTML files, GIF files, and style sheets. We test these URLs just as we did in our last demo, and get our response time for the request sequence. This time though, let's review the details of the request. The configuration wizard lets you look at the HTTP request and response that is sent by the client components and received on the server. So if you encounter a problem with your request sequence, if the URLs that the client components are monitoring are not working properly, you can use the configuration wizard to see what the MOM agent is sending out and what is returned from the web server. That may help you debug any problems you might be having. We'll now discuss how to monitor a web service using the WSS Management Pack. A web service processes SOAP messages. The common transport protocol for SOAP messages is HTTP. The WSS configuration wizard makes it really easy to test a web service. You don't need to know anything about SOAP or XML. You simply define a web services description language file for the WSS configuration wizard and it will automatically parse the file. The wizard tells you what methods the web services expose and what parameters are available for each of those methods. It also allows you to edit them and creates the necessary SOAP message and XML for you to test the web service. With that brief introduction, we'll move to our last demonstration of this session, which shows you how to monitor a web service with the WSS Management Pack. In this demonstration, we'll use the WSS Configuration Wizard to test the methods in a simple web service. We will define the WSDL file associated with the web service and then use it to generate the request sequence. Again, we'll open our Configuration Wizard and connect to the management server. We choose to create a new request sequence and then name our request sequence, and now we'll show you what we plan to monitor for this demo. We use a simple web service from the ASP.NET Quick Starts to show you how you can set up the WSS Management Pack to monitor a web service. It's a simple math service that has methods to perform addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. If we click the service description, we'll get the WSDL file that defines the service. This file is what we'll use in the configuration wizard. We tell the wizard we're going to monitor a web service through a WSDL file and then paste the path to the file location into the box and click Next. The configuration wizard determined the available methods that the web service exposes. We'll test the add method. You can then specify the values for the parameters that you want to supply to the method. So we're just going to add two numbers, 5 and 6. Now, if we check what the wizard generated, we notice that it has automatically generated the necessary SOAP message and the XML that the management pack will send to test the method. You don't need to know anything about XML or SOAP. This wizard generates this all automatically for you. Now, if we check the error event tab, we find a list of conditions that we can select. We can choose the resolution time for the request, total response time, the status code, or several other conditions that will generate an alert in the operator console if this monitored service doesn't meet the parameters we define. You can define similar conditions on the Warning event tab. Then we can test the service with our entries. The wizard returns success. If we click Next, the wizard will store this request sequence to the management server and the agents will pick this configuration up in a minute or so. However, we'll cancel out here. Let's return to our agenda and see where we are in today's presentation. We now have a sense for what the IIS Management Pack and the WSS Management Pack can do individually. Using them together to monitor the health and performance of your websites, servers, and applications can prove to be a powerful combination. Since they approach website monitoring from different perspectives, combining them for a single monitoring solution can fill in the gaps in website monitoring. Let's begin this topic by talking about the IIS Management Pack's role when you use these two service packs together. The IIS Management Pack provides a server side or a server perspective of your web application. It monitors your server fundamentals like your sites, app pools, and services. This includes all IIS services, as we mentioned earlier, the WWW Publishing Service, the FTP service, the SMTP service, and NMTP service, as well as the IIS admin service. In terms of performance reports, this management pack has access to performance data from the IIS perspective. So it will return request processing times based on the data that IIS gathers about that. No network latency or similar issues are taken into account. There are a few issues that are problematic when you use the IIS Management Pack. For example, it can't always tell the difference between an inactive website and an unreachable website. The Management Pack might not see any traffic on a particular website, and that might be because no one is actually visiting the website, or it might be because that website's unreachable because of a network issue. But the IIS Management Pack can't tell you that, because that information is outside of its scope. Another issue is that some errors that you get from your IIS Management Pack can be false positives. If search engines that have indexed pages on your site or application that no longer exist, and people are following those links from search engines, the Management Pack might start sending you alerts about excessive numbers of 404 status codes returned by the server. Those will be false positives rather than a real problem. Let's take a look at what the WSS Management Pack does. On the other hand, the Websites and Services Management Pack provides monitoring from a client-side perspective. It tests the health of the web application by actually exercising its functionality. In terms of the performance data that it generates, it includes not just the IIS response time, but also any network latency issues, DNS lookup issues, and so forth. The Websites and Services Management Pack can monitor the health of your web application even when there's no real users using the application. So that's another difference with the IIS Management Pack. And as long as you keep the request sequences in sync with the actual content that's on your website, you won't get any false alarms with respect to 404 errors, because it'll only test the actual pages and images and so forth that you actually have on your website at the time. You can also deploy this to a server separately. The Websites and Services Management Pack can also be used to monitor non-IIS servers, so that's another benefit of the Websites and Services Management Pack. So, when you combine some of that server-side monitoring with client-side monitoring, you get a complete picture of how your web application is responding. It gives you a complete monitoring solution for your web application. There are a number of other management packs that you can use to monitor the health of your web applications and websites. These include the Microsoft SQL Server Management Pack and the Network Load Balancing Management Pack. The management packs you want to use are dependent on the needs of your application and the environment in which you host the application. We'll begin by discussing the SQL Server Management Pack in greater detail. The SQL Server Management Pack can play a key role in monitoring your application, since most web applications typically use a back-end database. The SQL Server Management Pack covers a full range of SQL Server configurations. These include clusters and named instances. The actual SQL Server components the Management Pack monitors include database replication, SQL Agent, SQL Mail, and SQL XML, along with many others. There is a 2005 version for SP1 that's recently come out, so all versions of SQL Server are covered. It supports custom synthetic transactions, so you can actually simulate a login to a SQL Server, run a procedure, and examine the response that the database returns. You can simulate your web application connecting to your backend SQL database and get alerts if problems arise. Some of the other management packs that might be of interest to you in a web application environment include the Application Center Management Pack and the NLB Management Pack. Each might be of interest if you use those technologies. There's also Microsoft Baseline Security Analyzer Management Pack. If you're not familiar with MBSA, it scans your network and tells you what patches you're missing from your servers, the types of configurations you have, and how each might impact the security of your machines. So there's an MBSA Management Pack that you can run against your machines and alert you in the operator console. Additionally, there is a MOM Management Pack notifier that you can install on your servers, which notifies you when there are updated management packs released by Microsoft. This means that you'll never be out of date with your management packs. And there are another 51 Microsoft release management packs which cover almost every server product and compiler that Microsoft releases. There are also numerous third-party management packs for third-party software and hardware. And these are all available for download for free on the web. Let's quickly summarize what we've covered in today's session. Let's summarize our session. MOM 2005 provides a complete monitoring and alerting solution for your Windows infrastructure. You can use it to set up criteria and triggers that alert you when your web server encounters problems before the problems cripple the server. The management packs that you import into MOM are developed by the product groups who make the product, so they're intimately familiar with how IIS should run in a healthy state. They also know when potential problems occur. Only the relevant alerts and performance data are monitored, and you're only alerted when there actually is a problem. The IIS Management Pack provides monitoring from a server perspective. It allows you to monitor the core IIS services, as well as application pools and incoming requests. The Websites and Services Management Pack provides monitoring from a client perspective. This allows you to monitor network latency and site availability from an end user's perspective. When you combine these two management packs, you can get a complete web application monitoring solution. To get more information on the products and technologies we have covered today, we have some online resources available that can help you. For the most comprehensive technical information on Microsoft products, visit the main TechNet website at www.microsoft.com/technet. You can also visit www.microsoft.com/technet/ad-25 for more information on books, courses, certifications, and other community resources that are related directly to this particular session. There are a number of good books from other publishers about Microsoft Operations Manager. These books include one from O'Reilly Press, one from A Press, one from Syngress Publishing, and another from SAMS. All of them discuss how to use Microsoft Operations Manager. Each also includes a discussion of management packs and how to use them. You can buy these books online or at any bookstore with a comprehensive section dedicated to computer technologies. Microsoft also has instructor-led courses if you prefer the classroom-style environment. Microsoft Learning develops courseware called Microsoft Official Curriculum, which includes e-learning, MS Press books, workshops, clinics, and Microsoft Skills Assessment. MOC is offered in instructor-led environments. It offers comprehensive training courses for IT professionals, support, and implement solutions using Microsoft products and technologies. The course that best supports this session is course number 2287, Managing Your Infrastructure Using Microsoft Operations Manager 2005, which is available now. For more information, please visit www.microsoft.com/learning. There is also an assessment program available that can help you test your knowledge. Microsoft Skills Assessment is a free online learning tool. It's an easy way for IT professionals to check their skills. You can quickly check your skills for implementing or managing Microsoft products or business solutions. Just take a short 30-question assessment and see how well you know your stuff. The skills assessment includes a personalized learning plan, which includes links to Microsoft official curriculum, specific TechNet articles, Microsoft Press books, and other Microsoft Learning content. There's also a way to measure how well you did compared with others who took the same assessment. Microsoft Skills Assessment is an expanding learning platform. Available now are assessments for Windows Server 2003, including security and patch management, Exchange Server 2003, Windows Storage Server, Office 2003, and VisualStudio.net. If you want to take your skills assessment to the next level, a number of certification programs are available. In the highly competitive IT job market, how can you differentiate yourself from the next candidate? The Microsoft certification program provides that edge. Earning a specific accreditation provides objective validation of the ability to successfully perform critical IT functions. Embraced by industry professionals worldwide, Microsoft certification remains one of the most effective ways to reach long-term career goals and is a surefire way for companies to develop and retain valuable IT staff. There are a number of accreditations available, starting with the basic Microsoft Certified Professional. You can choose to go and become a fully certified system administrator or system engineer, or a desktop specialist. Away from the infrastructure side, the MCDBA certification covers the SQL Server products. For more information about the certification program, visit www.microsoft.com/learning/MCP. To help explain this in more detail, I'd like to introduce Ian Brackenbury, TechNet Subscriptions Product Manager, to cover these changes in more detail.
TechNet Plus Subscription introduces its newest offering, TechNet Plus Direct. With TechNet Plus Direct, subscribers get all of the benefits of TechNet Plus for 30% less. Subscribers receive fast, easy access to the tools and information they need to get the most out of Microsoft solutions. A subscription provides IT professionals with immediate online access to all the essential technical resources they need to resolve technical issues faster, get hands-on experience with the latest Microsoft technologies, and build technical skills. Subscribers now get immediate access to all their subscription features in one convenient location, our new online benefits portal. Subscribers get access through subscriber download to Microsoft full version software for evaluation and beta releases without time or feature limits. No more waiting for media shipments. This includes Microsoft Server, Client, and Application Software titles. With full version software, subscribers can make informed decisions about new technologies and deployments at their own pace. For the toughest technical questions, a TechNet Plus subscription also comes with two complimentary professional support incidents. Subscribers can talk to a Microsoft support professional to quickly resolve their mission-critical technical issues fast. TechNet Plus also provides access to over 100 managed newsgroups. Subscribers can exchange ideas with other professionals and get expert answers to their technical questions within the next business day, guaranteed. In addition, subscribers can also chat with a Microsoft Search Assistant online for help finding the technical resources they need or for assistance with non-technical questions. Subscribers also get access to technical information and tools, including the TechNet Plus library containing the knowledge base, security updates, service packs, resource kits, and more. TechNet Plus offers proven value that far exceeds its cost. The two complimentary professional support incidents alone more than offset the cost of a TechNet Plus subscription. Add to that the evaluation and beta software and other technical resources, and TechNet Plus clearly boosts productivity. Every IT professional on the team needs one. TechNet Plus is available exclusively online without media shipments. For more information, please visit technet.microsoft.com/subscriptions. There are a number of free community resources available on TechNet. You can attend a regular chat with members of the product groups or technology specialists from Microsoft, or you can attend a webcast where you can see sessions like the one you've just watched, but presented live and with the ability to ask questions as you go. You can also read or post questions in public news groups. The newsgroup page lists the available groups and provides an interface from which you can read and post messages. TechNet Plus subscribers can use these groups to post questions and, through their subscription ID, are guaranteed a response from Microsoft support professionals and IT experts by the next business day. The main community site provides a comprehensive list of resources available, more than we can cover on this slide, and the page has some dynamic features with continually updated content. The events page provides dates and details about attending a live TechNet event. These events take place around the world and provide the opportunity for you to talk to Microsoft specialists face-to-face. And finally, the TechNet columns provide a variety of topics written by industry authors. And with that, thank you for taking the time to listen to this TechNet session.